There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Let's see, there's everything that could be a part of an A-Y word, right? Okay, about bay, K, day, can't do anything with E, fay, gay, A.
What are you doing?
I'm just going through the alphabet. I was looking at Jay, who wanted to talk to us about the pipeline, and I was thinking about all of the words that you can come up with that end in A-Y. What's wrong with that? You don't understand my mind? I thought you understood me perfectly.
Oh, I understand your mind. I was just wondering why we were doing this.
Ours is not the reason why. Ours is but to do or die. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn, Kent Kessler, Mr. McFadden along in a moment or two as we focus on the top stories of the day, some of the facts that you may need to know, things that people feel strongly about. You can share your thoughts at 888-302-DOUG. Email to Doug at DougSteffens.com or Jen. Or Rich or Ken, DougSteffens.com, and Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. So what are people saying about the various issues or writing? I shouldn't use the term saying because they aren't talking to us. They're writing to us if they're using social media. So what are people writing, Kenny?
Lots of talk about the terror threat at Mall of America.
And what is the thread?
Nobody seems to be, the short answer is nobody seems to be too concerned.
So they're following my reasoning then.
Rogers says, just surround the malls with 200, with a 200-yard cushion of pig fat and we'll all be fine.
That's a good point. Let's put some bacon up there.
Just make a moat and fill it up with pigs. That's all you have to do. What else?
Jeff says, there are signs which state that guns are banned within the mall so the terrorists won't be able to go in.
Now. Right, that'll keep them out. No guns. Do they have devices, the X-ray machines, to get in and out of that mall? Is there any mall in the country that has set up devices? You want to turn people off and keep people away from your mall? You know, this is a whole big thing, and this is one of the deals that the mall owners, these big corporations, are so concerned about. As soon as you put that stuff up in front of a mall, that's the end of the mall. Because people will not go in there if they don't feel safe. And having those X-ray machines doesn't make anybody feel safe. Ask those who have been violated in any number of circumstances by having those machines around. There's a false sense of security that comes from them. Look at the airports. I mean, how ridiculous is all of that stuff? Oy. All right, what else, Kenny?
Let's see. Bob says, there's nothing to see here. It's all just media hype. Move along.
Keep going. Yep, right. You can keep going too, Kenny.
One more. Brett says, the terrorists don't even have to attack us anymore. They'll just bankrupt us with all the security costs we're incurring.
No, see, we are our own worst enemies, and we will destroy ourselves from within. If there is destruction, it'll be us. And the news media and the fear-mongering that goes on is a perfect example of it. Look at all the people who are worried, worked up. Okay, is there a credible threat? I don't think there is. Is there some kind of a threat? Yep. And as Jennifer and Kenny both said, if we don't do anything about it, then we'll be criticized, or they, supposedly our leaders, will be criticized for it. And so you got to do something. Okay, I'll give you that one. What else are people concerned about, Kenny?
Let's see, some comments about ISIS.
Yeah.
Let's see. Art says we don't need a summit. We need a few dozen generals and somebody with a backbone and a map.
And that's true.
I don't even know that we need a map. Just go send the SEALs in. And where's Chris Kyle when you need him, right? Okay, what else?
Let's see. Benny says the only Muslims who think ISIS represents Islam are ISIS themselves.
That's a very interesting thought, isn't it? Huh? That's a very interesting thought. Okay, what else?
Mary says, and this is about the there were some schoolgirls in London who were trying to leave the country and join ISIS.
Right.
She
like
says
the girls in Denver
that,
did.
Mary says that Britain is a free country, and the departure of the London schoolgirls, presumably for Syria, is not a cause for national breastfeeding, but a family matter and really none of our business.
I think that's an intelligent way to look at that. All right, one of the other issues of the day today has to do with the pipeline. I have asked Kenny to post both at DougStephan.com and at our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Good Day, a map of all of the oil pipelines that are used to transport oil crisscrossing our country. Mm-hmm. There are over 80 of them. I bring this to your attention because the suggestion that we build a pipeline to haul the Canadian oil down to the Gulf of Mexico, it seems, for those who don't know what the facts are, and that's most everybody, that this is, oh my God, this is a unique circumstance. It isn't unique at all. There are over 80 pipelines, and this map shows you where the pipelines are. So in terms of having the pipeline, and I'm not necessarily suggesting this is the reason for having the pipeline, but I think one of the main reasons for having the pipeline is the safety of the public and the environment, because the locomotives use a lot of fuel to haul all that oil down from the oil fields in Wyoming and the Dakotas. And there also is the danger, as is demonstrated by what happened in West Virginia, that the cars come off the track and they crack up and they explode and yada, yada. So Jay would like to have a conversation with us about why not to have the pipeline. Jay, please go ahead. You're on Good Day. Welcome.
Sure. Well, there's a couple of major arguments out there. The first of which is being that we shouldn't be building new infrastructure that is just going to be make it more efficient to burn fossil fuel. You're saying, how does this affect us? Well, you know, they're already saying that the extreme climate events and everything are all a result of this. The snowfall that we've been having, the monster snowfall, this thing, there's a lot more moisture in the air, and that's coming down now, during this winter. So
are you saying that the reason we have a lot of snow and cold is because of global warming?
No, they're saying that the reason why we're having so much extra snowfall this year is because there was a lot more moisture in the air because the polar ice caps are melting and there's a lot of ice melting.
That's related to global warming, isn't it? Supposedly.
Yeah, right. Well, it's the planet is getting hotter. That's not in dispute.
No, it isn't in dispute. But why is it getting hotter? Is in dispute.
Right.
Okay.
Many people say it's a cycle.
There's a cycle. The planet's been going through a cycle for billions of years. Anyway, go ahead, please.
So the other argument against pipeline, it's more about the marketplace. It's more about the fact that the trains that are delivering all this oil now, and that inefficiency actually represents a lot of jobs. And that as much as they're saying, and also oil comes by truck and also by ship, they're saying that to streamline this over the long term will reduce the number of jobs involved and it'll just make it easier. This one pipeline they want to build is a lot wider, a lot thicker, and will be carrying, a lot more volume of oil than any of the others. So, the real basic question is, if we could get to, energy independence through renewables, why don't we start now? There's an MIT study that says we can do it in 20 years. Mm-hmm. As soon as we decide that we want to start the clock ticking, the sooner the better for our kids. Right.
You have an excellent argument. You've done a lot of thinking about this, and you're very smart, and there's not much to disagree with there. I would only point out to you that the reality of what you're suggesting surfaced in 1981 when Ronald Reagan wanted to do the same thing that you're suggesting and others have suggested. We go to renewables, we go the way of solar power, wind power, those sort of things that have become more in vogue. He was already to do that when he got talked out of it by his pals Rumsfeld and Cheney, who had the connection to the Saudi oil and to the Iraqi oil and all the other things, because they were making their own bed for themselves with the oil companies and Halliburton and that group at that time. So, and even before that, there are others, as much of a scoundrel as LBJ was, there were proposals then, not well thought out, but they were still things that were kind of doable, that might have been helpful in this arena. So the progress has, the whatever associated conversations have been over the last 60, 70 years toward this, 60 years, have all been well-founded and sound thinking, as yours is, but the practical reality is that you and I are not in charge. And that's what the problem is. The problem is that the oil companies are so corrupt, and they have so corrupted the system that they continue to rule the day. So you have the right idea, and I think you ought to continue to pursue your thoughts, your ideas, and your passions, but maybe add a leg to it, and that's work at having people not only understand how corrupt the system is, but what you can do to change it. Is that fair?
It's great, and I think the Keystone is a great, moment here in time where we need to consider some of this stuff. So, great point.
Very good consideration, very good conversation. Thank you for adding to it. It's nice to have listeners like that who think things through, even though maybe his ideas are not as practical as we'd like them to be. It's nice to dream. 18 after, this is a good day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm a mid-century architectural wonder, a house made entirely of glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. But did I mention I'm made entirely of glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house, but what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, save 50% on the HP OfficeJet Pro 8620.
Offer ends 2/28/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
This is a great song. Great song. One Hit Wonder Time, the contest on the air now for you to figure out who it is that did this the right place at the wrong time.
Who that played that funky music?
Who is playing this funky music? 888-302-3684 to qualify for the trip to the Broadmoor Resorts. By the way, Colorado Springs.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. Said the right thing, but I must use the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must use the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for. I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. My head is in a bad place, but have such a good time. I've been running, trying to keep hung up in my mind. Still got to give myself a good talking to this time. Doesn't need a little brain for surgery. I've got to cue my insecurity.
888-302-3684. I'm not sure there's a lot of heavy lifting, Richie, involved.
I know who it is.
Yes, and so do I.
I was surprised that this was the only his only hit.
Real name is Malcolm John Rebenack.
Reba McEntire, what?
We're looking for his stage name. Right place, wrong time. American singer, songwriter, pianist, guitarist. Made it into the top of the charts this date, 1973. Yeah. So you know who it is. 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of the one-hit wonder artist. You'll qualify for our trip to the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, drawing next month. We don't know when the trip is, though, Richie. Did you get anything with all that email exchange?
I'm getting all the information now. We're going to post it on the website here in the next few days. But right now we know it's a trip to the Broadmoor in Colorado, which is very cool.
Yeah, 888-302-3684. This fellow has been a studio musician since the 50s, has gained a cult following, and basically that's a New Orleans sort of cult following. In the late 60s, he started performing there. In the 50s, he sold narcotics and ran a brothel, which cost him some jail time. He says he's very happy that he's been clean and sober since 1989. So I guess this song was recorded under the influence of voodoo or whatever. He gained wider fame with his Mardi Gras costumes, ceremonies that took place during the Mardi Gras season. Is it all over? Or you just want to stop playing it?
2 minutes and 41 seconds of fun. Oh,
I thought it was longer than that.
I can play it again for you.
All right. He played on recordings with Sonny and Cher, Canned Heat, Rolling Stones, Carly Simon, James Taylor, Frank Zappa, Mothers of Invention, had a 20-year songwriting stint with Doc Pomus, penned songs for Bob Dylan, the band, Brian Wilson, Los Lobos, Lou Reed, a lot of others. Last year, he released a Louis Armstrong tribute album called The Spirit of Satch, which is really pretty cool. He's won 6 Grammys, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2011. Why in the name of heaven is... I just go into torpedo land when I think that the Moody Blues and Audion the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. All right, it has nothing to do with this fellow, though. Who is this person?
Yeah, he deserves to be in.
Yeah, he's okay. Yeah, all right. Let's see here. Where do we want to go? We got a couple of New Jersey folks. You want to choose from one of them? Richie, how about we go to Donald? He's in Ramsey, New Jersey. Donald, where's Ramsey, New Jersey?
It's the northern part of New Jersey, where we get a little bit more snow, but we're enjoying it just as well.
How close are you to Mahwah?
Next town up.
Mahwah's the next town. Okay, so you're on the border, in essence. Yep, right. There's a big bus dealership there. I used to buy buses from them. You know,
I think I'm aware of it, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, so let's see here. We're looking for the identity of this singer. Are you surprised he only had one hit?
Yeah, because he's pretty prolific as a singer and a songwriter.
Right, who is it?
Dr. John the Night Tripper.
Dr. John the Night Tripper, right. So that information, and you're having it and bringing it to us, qualifies you for the drawing for our trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. It'll take place next month. Trip will be later in the year. Good for you, Donald. Thanks. Nice to have you here as a listener. Appreciate you being on. Good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Traveling with your pets, we all like to leave with them because we don't want to leave home without them. It's always a good idea to check with your veterinarian before going on a vacation. Make sure you have a health certificate listing the latest shots and copies of any prescriptions your pet is taking. If you're not sure that your pet's regular brand of food will be available, bring enough with you. That goes for kitty litter as well. If you're traveling by car or RV, it's important to get your pet desensitized to the vehicle. Make sure your pet is secure using a carrier or doggy seatbelt and keep the noses inside. People don't realize that when the dog sticks his nose out of a car window, debris, eye infections, a lot of things can take place. It's always a good idea to bring the blanket and some dirty toys with you. A recent photo, a written description, and microchip and pet ID is really, really critical. Take them with you. It's fun to vacation with your pets. Just take the precautions necessary before you leave, like a trip to the veterinarian, and carry those extra prescriptions. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for 2 separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges Reward Night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration in 2 separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
33 past the hour. Judge Steffens, good day. The whole
why are you talking
was here, aren't we, Dudley?
What are you talking about? What are you doing?
I said it's 33 past the hour on Judge Steffens, good day. That would be you.
I'm telling you what time it is.
Really?
You serving
me?
You remember Clay's place?
All right. If you've been like McFadden and not been here, I want to point out to you before we get to the good news for this Tuesday. Actually, this is good news because it helps people understand what really is going on versus what you think is going on or what you hear through certain corners, news media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Jennifer and Kenny and I earlier talking about where all the pipelines are. Rich, did you know there are 80-some pipelines crisscrossing this country carrying oil at the moment?
I didn't know the number. I figured there was a good number of them, but I didn't know it was 80.
It's a spider web.
Now, look at the we posted.
I might have figured it was more, actually.
Yeah. We posted at DougSteffen.com and also Facebook.com/good day the graph, which basically shows a map of where all the oil pipelines are in the country. So you just know when you hear that this Keystone pipeline is going to be the end of all because it's horrible, yada, 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 like you think there's no other pipeline in the country. Look at all of them crisscrossing the country. That's basically all that is information. Do with it what you will. Hopefully it's helpful. Next, good news. Your chances of facing an IRS audit drop to the lowest level in 14 years.
Yep.
Thank God.
And because?
That's because they don't have enough money, supposedly, to operate efficiently. The audit rate, which is the percentage of individual tax returns that they examine, fell to 0.86%. last year. That's less than 1%, lowest rate since early, a little after what happened on September 11th. They rose steadily for the past 10 years or so, and now they have fallen off. The IRS has audited about 1 million people in the last year, down more than 162,000 from the year before and 339,000 from the year before that.
But here's the catch.
What's the catch, Richard?
They're threatening now that you may not get your refund check as quickly as you.
No, they're not threatening.
To.
You aren't going to get it.
Right. You aren't.
To,
like
no. You are not going to get your refund. Now, if you get an electronic refund, it might work to your advantage, although I've been told I always have filed electronically and didn't know.
You have to now.
Well, I think there's other ways.
It's required.
No. So if you can't do it, then what do? You just don't bother.
You have to either do it online or your person, like you sign the papers that you're the person that prepares your taxes and they file electronically for you.
That's wonderful. A free country, except do it all the way.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's an option. I think that's just how it is now.
Because I've been filing electronically for a dozen years, 10 years, I guess.
Yeah.
You're such a hero, Richie.
IRS not have money? Kids, let's answer this question. I mean, really, how in the world does the IRS, every bit of our tax money, not have money to operate? This is so ridiculous. The government is such a joke.
Yep.
Hi.
You know what
there
they should do? You know, Congress tied together that bill with the immigration and the funding for the Department of Homeland Security. They should have tied together funding for the IRS.
Right.
Then it would have
flown
through.
Speaking of money, a woman from North Carolina presented yesterday with one of the three checks from Powerball.
Yeah.
Marie Holmes is her name. HOLMES, 26 years old, single mother of four children.
How old?
26.
26.
Single mother of four children, 9 months to 7 years old. $564 million altogether, with a cash value of $381 million divided by three.
She got $127.
A lot of money. Well, she does before taxes. After tax, a little bit less. Whatever. 30%. But
whatever.
Anyway,
it's a lot of cash.
A lot of money.
Let's
good for her. Congratulations, and good luck trying to keep all the wolves away from your door. Every guy in the world is going to find out.
Your
husband, take care of the kids. Yeah.
You thought you had baggage with four kids? Just wait till that lotto money kicks in.
All right, some more good news here. Target cutting the free shipping minimum in half, $25 now, online purchases.
That's good.
Is that a big deal or not?
Well, it used to be $50, which I think is way too much money. You know, it says spend $50, get free shipping. $25, very doable.
Walmart does it for $25. Amazon does it for
Target. Everybody has to compete with Amazon.
Yeah. I was in Target on a Sunday buying a sort of a mattress. Charlotte has these two beds. And,
you bought a mattress for yourself at Target?
No, I didn't. Can I finish the rest of this?
A dog mattress.
It's one of those. It's a pad that gets used normally for one's bed.
Do you need a pad for your mattress?
So you bought a mattress pad.
I did, Richie.
For the dog.
Okay.
I got it. I'm with you. Go ahead.
Okay.
She's sleep deprived.
Notice how Kenny's not taking shots at me. Anyway, the pad is something I cut up and I put in these beds that Charlotte has because, you know, she's incontinent a little bit. And so once in a while, the little pee gets on and I wash them and then I throw them away and then I put new ones in. Anyway, the reason that I'm telling you this story has nothing really to do with Charlotte. This huge, huge Target store, which is on Jefferson and Sepulveda near the airport. I've never been in a Target store. I've been in that many Target stores anyway, but this is a huge store. Huge! And people in line, food, clothing, mm-hmm. home goods, soft goods, hard goods, you name it.
Keep
they
telling
got
me
it.
This is like porn. They have everything at Target.
They do. They do have everything.
I will spend 3 hours walking every aisle at Target because I can't. Yeah. I don't want to miss anything.
All right. Census results. Ready? Latest census results are out. Category, partnership, marriage, and what goes on at home. Ready?
Sure.
The average number of partners a woman has during her lifetime, according to the census. What do you think the number is? Take a guess.
Obviously, you're the first.
Why would they ask that question?
Because you've never had a census? Nobody's ever come to your house and asked you a whole bunch of questions?
If they ask me how many partners I've had, I tell them to beat it.
Hello.
None of your business.
Yeah. Well, the basic American population is not that smart.
There's a good joke in there, but I'm going to walk away from
all right.
it.
The average number of partners, according to the census, you remember when I threw them off.
Partners.
There's two conversations, boys and girls, going on here.
Mine was funnier than mine.
Yeah. No doubt. Anyway, well, I told you the story, Rich. Remember when they came to my house in 1990, I think it was, because I hadn't filled out the form, and so they came, you have to give us this information. I said, yeah, okay, what do you want? Your name. Here's my name. What's the address here? I gave it to him. How old are you? I told him. There was one other, are you married or single? And I said, I don't see that's any of your business. And then it went downhill from there. Well, I need to ask you all these questions. He had a whole pad, two or three pages of stuff he's going to ask me. And I said, I'm not going to answer those questions because it's none of the government's business. Well, the government needs to know. I looked at the guy and said, no, the government doesn't need to know. I'm all done answering your questions.
I've told you my name, who I am,
that's
what
all,
I am.
And here's where
goodbye.
I live.
I do my family tree thing on the family tree website, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's cool to look at the census papers from like back in the 20s and 30s.
Yeah, you see the name.
Well, but there are all of these questions that they will ask, and some people do answer them. So anyway, back to the question, how many partners does an average woman have during her lifetime, according to the census data?
The very real well. Number or the number that they define tell people
partner.
When they're on dates?
Partners.
Like a sexual partner?
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Husbands, wives.
Husbands, wives.
And legal.
Live-in. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Average, partners. I'm going to say 7.
Nope, too high.
Taking really? Three.
Richie.
3.
4. Now, how many men, how many does the average man have?
32.
15.
7.
Oh, look at me picking the man number. All right.
All right. Percentage of people who have had a one-night stand that turned into a stable relationship.
This is not on a
this
census.
This is so lie. This is such a lie.
You're making
source of this is the U.S. Census Bureau, the Pew Research Center.
Load.
All right. Well, that's
the
number of people
offensive.
With a one-night stand. If
next.
I think this depends on average.
How many people have had a one-night stand?
This is out of Cosmopolitan.
Stable.
This is
I'm
quiet.
I'm going to say 30%.
That's close. 27. The percentage of adults in the U.S. who are single. This is sensitive.
I would say 43.
44. Very good, Jennifer.
God, that sounds so good.
Wow.
Percentage of women who claim to use their persuasive techniques.
You should work on the pier, Jennifer.
To help around the house.
Guessing people's weight.
You want me to do this again?
Since yeah, please.
Poor conversation
yeah,
going on. The percentage of women who claim to have used their persuasive techniques to get men to do things around the house.
This is not part
98.
I'm going to say 100.
84.
Yeah,
percentage
you're
people,
reading Cosmo.
Would you stop?
You're reading Cosmo.
No, I'm
don't
not.
Tell me this is a census.
Percentage of people in the U.S. who believe there's just one person in the universe who's the right one for them.
That's not a census.
40%.
No, too high.
39.
No.
33.
No.
25.
Did they also ask what's your favorite color?
Next question.
Purple.
Percentage of unmarried people in the U.S. who believe love is a very important reason for getting married.
Oh. 78.
More.
94.
83. 83% of unmarried people think
Omaha,
love is
like
important.
We're playing football.
Hi. Next. Only two more. Percentage of married people in the U.S. who believe love is very important as a reason for being married or getting
married. You just asked that.
No, it's the percentage of unmarried people in the U.S. who believe love.
Oh, married.
This is married people.
I'd say about the same. 80. No.
Higher.
I'd say 85%.
No, 93. All right, how many weddings will there be in America this year?
How many weddings
wedding.
This year?
Mm.
Oh, gosh, millions. I don't know.
5 million.
2.5 million. All right.
Okay, can I, before we move on from
scientific
census
research,
health,
what?
Have you ever had to fill out a business census form?
I refuse to
no.
not.
they will come after your rear end if you don't do this. So this is something new that learned about when I took over new aspects of my job.
Right.
And they send you about, like, a, 12-page document, all with bubbles. And you have to fill in your earnings. You have to fill in how much you pay your employees. You have to fill,
not me.
Everything.
Nope.
Very detailed.
Yeah.
And so the first one I got, I thought, well, to heck with you, brother. I'm not filling this out. And I threw it out because I thought it's too personal. Who cares? Yeah. Whatever. I threw it away.
Right. Yep.
Three notices, started to get phone calls, started to get emails.
Yeah, good.
Is sending me final, this is a mandatory survey. This is not voluntary. This is mandatory. You must fill this out.
Penalties?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I finally did. After 8 months of
was it federal or local?
Yeah.
Was your county?
It was federal.
It's federal.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Nope, 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 nope.
U.S. Census.
What's trending
awful.
Now? I saw something that intrigued me. And we have to pause here because Jennifer's got to do her TV report. Illinois Representative Aaron Schock, Republican, facing an ethics inquiry, spending taxpayer and campaign funds on flights he paid for private planes. There have been other expensive travel, entertainment charges, highlighting the relationship that lawmakers in general have with donors. This goes to the situation in Virginia, Richie, where the lady who is the governor's wife gets sent up the river. You pointed this out, and that's really the reason I brought this to the surface when I saw it, is because it's going on everywhere. These people are so abusive of campaign funds, they can do anything with them that they want, and they are. And so to have them chased around in Virginia is specious and ridiculous, unless you're going to go after everybody. And we're talking about thousands of politicians you can't go after. And they'll throw this out of court because they can claim legitimately unfair prosecutorial whatever.
Well, they're not even getting evidence that they used the money in an improper way.
No.
Just that they took the money.
Yeah.
Which in itself is not against the law. It's unethical, but it's not against the law.
These people are
going to jail for not breaking a law.
Well, they're not going to go to jail. If they have good lawyers, they aren't going to jail.
Yeah.
It's just really amazing, though, how abusive. This one state representative, he spent $24,000 to have aircraft come pick him up in Peoria and bring him to a concert in Las Vegas. $24,000 of
they should be thrown out of office.
Yeah,
but unless they gave some kind of services from the state in exchange for the money, it's not illegal.
No,
you're a dirtbag.
Yes,
and you should be thrown out of office.
Right,
but you didn't break the law.
Right. All right, we better do the TV report. Right, we're gonna have to skip a few things here, Richie, but we'll get to them.
Well, Geico, Wyndham, Super People, Quicken Loans, Granger, and Barracuda Email Service, Security Service. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for showing up.
Yep.
Yes. Well, wasn't the survey, the government survey, more important, Richie?
It was very important, Dudley. All right, so hold on. Here's here.
57 channels.
From the Geico newsroom, I'm Jennifer Horn.
There's the story of startup Skipper developing a product that could detect commercials on any cable or satellite program.
This was Jennifer's TV report.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, but she didn't have the story. So what's this? What is this? This is.
Don't ask me what the story is. You got it, buddy.
No, I'm not. I'm going. So this is becoming more and more prevalent, though, isn't it? These ways for people to skip commercials, and this is SKR. Anybody ever heard of this outfit before? Mm-mm. This product?
No.
Comparable.
It's Gilligan's Island.
Oh, jeez.
Skipper!
Okay. Sorry, I went down this road.
So, another news.
Yeah.
Back to me in the
Wesley
studio.
Snipes has a new TV show.
Wesley Snipes heading to the small screen. Yeah, the Blade actor. He's joined the NBC pilot Endgame.
Yeah.
That's right. He is actually out of jail. You're right, after paying his taxes. This is set in Vegas. It's going to star Strikeback's Philip Winchester as a former sniper-turned-security expert who's drawn into a mysterious conspiracy that forces him to complete a series of challenges in order to save innocent lives. Wesley Snipes will play the pit boss for the game. It's kind of good. It's his first series regular role on television since he was in Miami Vice and the Bernie Mac show a decade ago. Other casting news, Calista Flockhart. Remember her? Allie McBeal.
Married
to her. She's the most recent actress to join CBS's drama Supergirl. She's going to play Cat Grant, a former journalist turned self-made media magnate, and the founder of her own global powerhouse company called Catco.
Why do we
now
care?
Also,
about, I care that she's in the show. I'm not saying I don't care. But all the other details, nobody's going to remember.
Well, the Supergirl, you want to know
who
she's going to play.
No, what I want to know is the Oscars and the ratings and how poor Neil Patrick Harris did.
Least watched Oscars in 6 years, Dougie.
Really?
Yep. According to early estimates by Nielsen, 36.6 million viewers tuned in to see Neil Patrick Harris host the award show. That was 16% decrease from last year's broadcast with Ellen DeGeneres. I didn't think it was so bad. I actually liked Neil Patrick Harris.
My daughter was watching it last night because she wanted to watch the Oscars, and I was re-watching it with her. And he was actually very good, but he was still
very funny.
He was still very stiff.
Yeah, he was kind of stiff a little bit. But he's very good.
He's very good.
He has good composure.
Yes.
I think that's what I like about him. He seems secure. Anyway, that's the story. Jennifer, good job. Thanks. 51 after on Good Day.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
About 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Do you eat food off the floor? We're going to find out if that's something intelligent to do or not in a moment on Good Day. So stand by for Dr. Joseph Chambers visiting with us.
I'm a mid-century architectural wonder, a house made entirely of glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. But did I mention I'm made entirely of glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house, but what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.
When someone is 100% awesome at what they do, you call them super, like superheroes or superstars, which is probably why Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 Hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Kenny and Richie and Jennifer and I, happy to have back with us Dr. Joseph Chambers, who has been living in the United States for 20-some-odd years, has a medical degree from the University of Dublin. He's in the acute care area, but he also has fascinating interests, and I thought it would be, I got a couple of different things here for you, Dr. Chambers, in the advice department. We have four other doctors, so now you're the fifth doctor, and the reason that you're here in part is because we get requests from people more often than not when it comes to our advice portions. We have a lot of advice on this program, but mostly it's questions about medical. So, The effort that people put into cleaning up food that drops on the floor, I would like to know whether or not, what is the 30-second rule or something? Jennifer,
it's a five-second rule, Doug, and the idea is, and I have a video on my website, drchambersoncall.com, about this that's kind of fun. But the basic premise is, if it hits the floor and stays there for 5 seconds or less, is it safe to eat? And believe it or not, there's a guy over in England, a professor in infectious diseases, who set out to prove it or disprove it. So he got a whole bunch of different foods, everything from pasta to cream, threw it onto different kinds of floors and tested to see which of it would pick up bugs. And guess what they found? Right. Unsurprisingly, as soon as the food hit the floor, it picked up bugs. Everything, every kind of bug you can imagine, the bugs that live inside your tummy where the sun doesn't shine, those kind of bugs. So just the everyday bugs that live in our skin.
So then this would be good. You should take the food off the floor, eat it to enhance your immune system then.
Well, that's one possibility. Or you could take the food off the floor, eat it, and keep me in a job, Doug. Whatever you want to do. It's all perfectly acceptable.
All right, go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I think in putting this into perspective, we have a lot of conversation today about peanuts and allergies. This has been ongoing now for years and years and years. And I maintain that if you're exposed to this stuff, whether it's in the womb or as a child growing up, you will have very few allergies, if any, because all of this dirt and stuff that's around helps you in small doses to build up an immunity to the problems that we have now because people are too clean. Yes?
Yes. I think that's a big factor, and that study that came out yesterday that says that kids who are prone to peanut allergy, if you actually give them peanuts when they're between the ages of 4 months to 11 months, the incidence of peanut allergy goes way, way down.
Right.
So I think we do live in too sterile environments, and we're all afraid of bugs, and we're always trying to kill all the bugs around us. And what we need to do, Doug, is live with the bugs. Some bugs are good, some bugs are bad. And that's why I recommend probiotics, as we talked about last week, because you need a certain amount of bugs in your system, your skin, that are healthy.
I get bugged by bugs. I get bugged by the people who are on the air with me, but bugs. Bugs are good. Eat those bugs. Dr. Joseph Chambers, he mentioned his website. It's chambersoncall.com. Chambers, Dr. Chambersoncall.com. A lot of information that's there. Thank you, Dr. Chambers. 59 after on Good Day.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you help yourself, So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.